I don't know about you, I felt like I wanted to sing that verse again, but never mind. Okay, for visitors here, we're in the middle of towards the end really of a series that we've been doing, looking at, particularly in the Gospel of John, looking at some statements that Jesus made about himself, seven particular statements that are described as the I am statements of Jesus. And next slide. So we're in John's Gospel. We've reminded ourselves that John is all about Jesus being the Son of God. And we've also looked at the key verses. So if we can go to the next slide. The purpose of this book is that Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you might have life in his name. So they're the key verses of the Gospel of John. We've looked at, before Abraham, I am. Jesus, again, pointing all the ways back to the Old Testament, saying, I'm the one that you've heard so much about. I am the light. I am the door and the good shepherd. Last week we looked at, I am the resurrection and the life. And so this morning, very fittingly, I think, we go to John 14. If you want to turn in your Bibles to John 14, particularly verse 6, but I'm going to start reading from verse 1, just to put some context to it. If you bring up the next slide. Chapter 14 says this: Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father. Through me. Very famous verse, very famous words. Most of us would know them. So I just want to focus on that a little bit this morning. It's a very dear passage to me, this passage. It's a passage that I was asked to read at my mother's funeral. So every time I read it, it brings back some memories for me. I said at the funeral that I have a vision of my mom up there sorting all the rooms out, because she was one of these that was very hospitable. I was brought up in a house that if you came home too late, there wasn't a bed for you. You weren't guaranteed your own bed. Depended who turned up and who needed a bed, got the bed, and you got whatever was left. We never quite knew who was in our house. My brothers, I was the youngest of five. My brothers and my sister regularly would bring home waifs and strays of all sorts who needed somewhere. Holly's nodded. She knows a little bit about this. Life was interesting in our household. But I have this sort of picture of my mum saying, yeah, you arrived. We've been waiting for you. Your room's ready. Here you are. What would you like? Would you like some fish and chips? And then, of course, my dad joined, and my dad was as bad, so my dad's up there as well, and he would be a good cook when everybody came. So the two of them, I'm sure, are running B&Bs up there. But so this passage is dear to me. But here it is. This passage, let's put it into context. Jesus has got a destination in mind here. What's that destination? Anybody? eternal life ultimately, but there's a closer, I'm thinking closer. The cross, and then come back a bit geographically. Where's he headed? Jerusalem. You're all right. You just come, rather than going that way, you've come that way, back. But yeah, he's heading to Jerusalem. He knows where he's going. He knows what is coming, the cross. And in these last few chapters of John, there's almost, you feel there's an urgency that he's, I'm coming to the end of my time. I've had 3 years with these guys. It's coming to the end. And he's beginning to prepare them. He's preparing them for what he knows is coming. Death can be like that, can't it? We begin to prepare. Some of you will remember, when I first came here, I talked a lot about a friend of mine, non-Christian friend, Mick, who was told he had 6 months to live. And we were praying for him, and he was getting various treatments. And he got a number of years beyond that 6 months as it happened. But one of the things that Mick did, that once he knew he was on a short time, he put together what he used to talk to me about, his bucket list. He had a bucket list of things he wanted to do before he kicked the bucket. That's the sort of guy he was. And he began to work through the things he wanted to do, places he wanted to see, things he wanted to do with his kids. And it was a pleasure for me to be part of that. He wanted to go to certain places, and we went on a cruise with them. Never been on a cruise before. We went to some of the places that he wanted to go. He picked the destinations. And so now when I go to certain places, I have a picture in my head of Mick there in the places. But when we know we're going to die, we start to think like that, don't we? But here is Jesus. He's about to die. He knows this death is not going to be a pleasant death. He's not concerned about himself. He's concerned about his disciples, his friends. He's preparing them. They know something's going on, but don't quite understand. He's told them so many times, I'm going to die. This is the man that they gave up their life for 3 years, who probably many of them thought, he's going to kick out the Romans. He's going to be the answer to all that we're going through at the moment. But all the way through, he's saying, I'm going to die. Well, it's not quite our plan. No, but it's God's plan. And so he's preparing them. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't be disturbed, because I'm going, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And you know where I'm going. Thomas, bless him, he was always the one who'd say, no, we don't. I don't understand. I can't believe until I see. That's the Thomas that we know. He says, but I don't know. We don't know where you're going. How can we know? Don't understand. How can we possibly know the way? Don't even know where you're going. And Jesus says, I am the way. Next slide. I am the way. Now, Jesus doesn't say, I am a way. I remember as a young lad, you know when you have those things that you look back and think, how on earth could I do that? Or how on earth could I say or think that? I remember just as a teenager, being out on the streets door knocking, a bit like the Jehovah's Witnesses do. But we had a greater truth, I thought. And we were going around this estate, and I remember, I think it was a Jehovah's Witness that answered the door. It was certainly somebody of another faith. And the person that was with me, we were chatting away, and I came out with my pearl of wisdom. So I thought, as a young lad, this guy was telling me about what he believed. And I said, Do you know what? We're all on this mountain, and there's a number of paths that go up the mountain. And we live our life and do our best the way we can, but actually we all end up in the same place. As long as we're doing the right things. This was the sort of stuff that was coming out of me. How I ever got that, I do not know. The biggest load of rubbish I've ever spouted in my life. And as we walked away, the person with me said, "That was really good." I said, "Was it?" Oh, how little did I know. Because that's the sort of rubbish that people spout now. Oh, we're all on the same journey. I tell you, we're not. Jesus said, "I am the way." There's not an option here. Would you like A? Would you like B? Or would you like C? No. I am the way. No man comes to the Father but by me. Do you know what? The Jewish people were well accustomed to a man being the way to God. Because if they wanted access to God, their access was through a priest. You look at the Old Testament, it's full of it. And it was only the high priest that could go into the Holy of Holies. They were well accustomed to one person giving them some access to God. Jesus suddenly says, "Forget your high priests. I am the way. I'm your access to God." And he was very clear on that. So I want to tell you this morning, if you think there's any other way, whether that way is by being a good person, whether that way is by another faith, by trusting another man, whatever you look at, it is not the way. Jesus is the only way. And then he says, "I am the way and I am the truth." And again, it's a similar thing. It's not a, would you like this option, that option, or this option? It's not a, my version of truth or your version of truth. Do you know what? We live in a world where we're not allowed to say that anymore. If we say, "This is right," we're bigots. We're intolerant. But Jesus says, "I'm the truth. There's no other truth. There's no other similar truth. I'm the truth." And in a world that wants us to back down from declaring the truth, more and more as Christians, we need to stand up and say, "No, this is the truth." Forget your theories. Forget your good ideas. This is the truth. I was in Poland this week with church leaders, and in one of the settings I was in, I kept saying to them all the time, because it was needed at that point, whatever you are looking at, whatever you are deciding, whatever you are thinking about in this situation, keep going back to the Word of God. Build on the Word of God, not your good ideas, not on things that will please people and keep them in. What does the Word of God say? Because that is the truth. I want to tell you, the devil would love you to think that what you feel is right. But if it doesn't match with this word, it's not. End of. Tough, but true. Jesus says, I am the way, and I am the truth. His truth. Because he knows the truth of the Father. Don't let anybody else tell you their truth. Don't let anybody else fool you into anything else other than his truth. Build your life on Jesus, the truth. And then he says, I am the life. We've touched on this so much through this series. Jesus comes that we might have life. Life the way he intended it to be. Life abundant, joy, full of life, full of him. There are many things that would want to rob us of the joy and the life of Jesus. Many things. But Jesus says, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I am the life. Build your life on me and no one else. There's an old song we used to sing years ago, because I'm old. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. Without the way, there is no going. You don't know the way? How do you know where to go? Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without absolute truth, well, it could be, couldn't be. My truth might be right. Your truth might be right. Without the truth, there's no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. We never live life properly and to the full until we live it the way Jesus intended us to live it. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. That's what Jesus said. So I remembered that chorus as I was preparing this week. I loved that last line because the song says, it just ends with, that's what Jesus said. Do you know what? If that's what Jesus said, it's true. If that's what Jesus said, it's good enough for me. And I would like to say, if that's what Jesus said, it's good enough for you too. Jesus wants you to know the way, the truth, the life. If you're a Christian already this morning, Jesus wants you to know it and live in it. And not be robbed of it. If you don't know Jesus this morning, if you have never committed your life to Jesus this morning, then he wants you to know he's the way. Come to him. Come and give your life to him. Come and be like Barry, sold out on Jesus. You might feel you'll lose many things. I want to promise you, you'll gain much, much more. Because in Jesus, you will find the way, you will find the truth, and you will find the life from him. So this morning, two questions. Do you want to know that for the first time? If you do, we'd love to pray with you. We'd love to talk you through that and how you can know Jesus and know the way, the truth, the life. If you're a Christian this morning, I want to ask you, is there anything in your life at the moment that is robbing you of that truth, of that life, and that is holding you back from the way that Jesus wants you to go? If there is, do something about it. Don't let a day go on any longer that robs you of all that you're meant to be in Jesus. Be the best that you can be for Jesus. Allow him to do it. There's no shame in admitting that we're not quite where we should be in the way, the truth, and the life. I want to tell you, I'm not perfect. I know that might surprise you. Surprises my wife. Not. It's not about being perfect. It's about knowing who we are in Jesus and knowing that we're constantly going back to his word and saying, Lord, I want to live the way you intended me to live. I want to do things the way you intended me to do them. And when I feel as though I fail, I'm constantly going to come back to you and say, Lord, yep, I messed up. Forgive me. Let me start again. So there's no shame, because we all do it. The shame actually is in not admitting it. That's when the troubles start. So as we finish this morning, I'm going to ask the band to come. I told you I was going to be short this morning. I'm going to ask the band to come. And I want you to just ask yourself those questions this morning. Do you need to know Jesus for the first time? If you do, if you don't know Jesus the way I've spoken of, there are some little red books here. As other people come out for prayer, come and just pick up a booklet. And somebody will come and tell you about how you can know Jesus for the first time. But this morning, maybe there's something that you just need to come out and say, I want prayer for this, because this is holding me back in my life's walk with Jesus. And I don't want it to do that anymore. And we'll pray with you. Will you stand? And just as we sing this last song, I'm not going to hold it out for long. If you know that you need to respond to Jesus this morning to get back in the right way, to get back onto the right truth, and to have that life he set for you, come out and we'll pray with you.